Two socks enter, one sock leaves. Or angry washer repair. If you don't feel like replacing the agitator again, or doing things the expensive way, read on. And mind you, the expensive way includes waiting for appointments that give a range from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. or something as ridiculous, forcing you to take an entire day off to pamper what is really a highly questionable repairman and probably a fraudulent purchase. Or just going out and buying another washer from a salesman that knows they only last a year or two. Who gets kind of a weird pleasure from watching people crawl back in questionably clean clothes, asking for a repair and drums, and ultimately end up purchasing another washer. If you want to do it the right way, the expensive way, this text is not for you. But if you want to do it all by yourself, for just about $7, a highly questionable repair, then this text is for you. But please know that this is not the correct way to fix your washer. But again, your washer should not be breaking every 2 years, so if you just get another one, you will be ripped off again. This is a way to fix it wrong that may eat a sock or two every few years, half jokingly speaking. However, while you should use your best judgment, this way of repairing your washer just costs about $6. The short version is that your agitator is made of plastic. An agitator is the thing in the middle of your drum. It's made of plastic because it's the cheapest thing that can be manufactured. But the excuse is that it will protect your clothes. You know, plastic is less likely to tear everything up. But the rod upon which the agitator is affixed is made of metal. So what's happening is that metal grinds against plastic, especially if you overload your laundry, and plastic wears. Your problem will either require replacing the agitator dogs, which is easy and will be the correct way to make repairs, or using two-part epoxy to glue the base that has worn and started moving on its own. This is not the correct way to fix your washer. You will never be able to remove the base again. Two-part epoxy glue is the same as welding plastic to metal. It will never come off. For full advice, please search your favorite video website for repair videos. Please look up a washer diagram on the internet first to learn all the component names. You will learn better visually from other repair videos that may actually have your model of the washer. My main contribution to your repair is letting you know just this, that the internet is full of detailed repair videos, not just instructions, but videos. What follows is just a long meandering story with a few anecdotes along the way. It is the philosophy of the internal components and the angry repair that the company wouldn't want you to perform. My apartment has seen 3 washers now. The original, handsome, brown, 1980 model. A new one that lasted only a few years before the agitator column stopped spinning. I'm sure that's your problem as well. And the current one, which broke just this week. Maybe 2 years after installation. How long are we supposed to put up with it? How long are we supposed to pretend that there is a correct way to fix the washer? How many times will we have to listen to the engineer that said the plastic parts are precisely manufactured to fail at the correct PSI to protect your clothes? Come on. Come on. Let's just fix this crap and move on with our life. The new one had its agitator fail again. I own a top-loading model where the agitator extends full length of the drum. It is a good idea. The clothes not only rotate back and forth, but also up and down. The agitator is full length of the drum because it's actually two agitators. The bass that rotates left, right, left, right. And the upper screw that gently pulls the clothes up, making them travel up and away to the side wall, making a circle. So, yeah, that's a pretty cool way to wash your clothes. If it didn't fail all the time, it would be worth the money. But please, don't buy another washer. No one should need to buy a washer every few years. Therefore, I decided to investigate what the heck is going on. I unnecessarily looked under the washer first, and I made sure I don't get squished. I tested that the belt seemed new, and that there was no plastic residue from any gears that might have just gotten torn up like crazy. Plastic residue on the bottom could be a big problem, as that may mean the plastic gears sheared off, and there's some kind of a gearbox or something. Though, I had seen one video where a person just ended up gluing them anyways. Look up part names in a diagram and search around, please. Even if you have broken gears on the bottom, there may be some way to fix it. If you do have a top-loading full-column agitator like me, there are two problems that can happen. As the agitator comes in two parts, the base, which should spin, but not freely. This means when you spin the base by hand, you should feel that you are actually turning the motor beneath, so it's attached to the actual motor gear and belt, so you will feel the motor moving. If it feels flimsy, if it moves left and right, then that means your washer agitator is probably not spinning, because it's no longer attached to the shaft that is supposed to go back and forth. The connection between the motor rod coming up from the bottom and the plastic base that actually agitates the water left and right simply sheared off, likely due to overloading your washer or the age of your washer. So the motor shaft tried spinning once, but the clothes prevented it from moving, and the connection between the iron shaft and the plastic base simply failed. There are some matching grooves there in plastic and the metal shaft, but come on, it's plastic. When the motor jerks for 2 years trying to agitate the water and the plastic can't move easily, and the plastic grooves will get erased, sheared off, just by the metal rod. It's like drilling in plastic. The plastic base stands no chance. It is designed this way. Wow. The top can fail too. The top is seated on the base, and it looks like a ship screw. This is what lifts the clothes in and around. It pulls all the clothes near your agitator up so that your underwear isn't just stuck in the center of the washer, just kind of floating back and forth in there. Instead, it travels in circles and left and right. But you don't want to have a ship screw trying to propel your favorite silk shirt, right? It would tear them right up. So it comes at a price. The top agitator has a stupid trick. The top only moves in one direction. The top screw can only move forward and never backward. As a programmer, this is extremely stupid because it involves a super flimsy extra gear and it introduces a massive point of failure. And in a critical part of the system, hammered by every wash cycle over and over again. It's ridiculously flimsy. The gear accomplishes the one-way rotation by these almost rubbery four plastic parts called agitator dogs. If your washer, during a cycle, can't gently pull something up with the top of the column, the ship propeller, it will destroy the rubbery agitator dogs because they are so flimsy. They are meant to fail if something is stuck in your washer. The gear fails and there is no more moving clothes up. When the agitator dogs are broken, and they look like tiny little candies, then the top part will move freely left and right. Not the cup, but the actual screw. So you gotta grab the screw by the ears and check if it's moving. During a wash cycle, that means as your base and the central motor-connected iron rod moves clockwise, the top agitator propeller will not move along. It will just sit there. It will not pull up and around your clothes. You're basically not really washing them. The bottom agitator will move things back and forth, sloshing the water, but the top agitator will just sit there, broken. I like to live extremely dangerously, so I did something super stupid. I took the lock assembly that screwed to the lid, I unscrewed it, and I plugged it into the washer lock so that I could keep the lid open and see what's going on in the washer. I was performing an investigation. I needed to see what was failing. But you don't need to do that. You just need to check if the top thing, the ship screw, stops when moving in one direction and continues moving when moving in the other. It's only supposed to go one way. So, I'm sorry to say this, but your washer may be broken right now because you wouldn't really notice that the agitator dogs snapped and the top part isn't rotating clothes around. How would you know? Your clothes will still come out fresh-ish. So, if you have a top-loading model with a full column rising from the bottom of the drum to top, you have to test it with your hand right now. Gently grab the top agitator by the ship screw and see if it rotates both ways. The top cup, where you add fabric softener, that is just a flimsy little cover that will rotate. So, grab the top agitator by the ears, by the screw. If it does move both ways, the agitator dogs are broken and you have not been fully washing your clothes. They do not get pulled up and around to the side. It is a little known fact that they are called agitator dogs, not because they are part of the upper agitator, oh no, but because they have been designed to agitate you. That's right, because now you have to spend $4 on four pieces of plastic and begin repair. I'm just agitated thinking about it. I'm sorry. The alternative to doing it right at this point seems crazy to me. It should seem crazy to you. Are you seriously going to purchase another washer that will just fail after 2 years? What exactly are those salesmen thinking of us when we come crawling back to buy another washer? They know everyone's coming back after a couple of years. They do. Sure as sunshine. They even actually look suspicious.
No, we don't sell replacement agitators.
Really? You just knew that off the top of your head. I wonder why. I'm telling you, it was a full-on investigation. And the kind man that pointed me to the epoxy, which is like 55,000 PSI, he said, good luck. So he knew what was going on. He knew that those things fail all the time. They must talk about it. It's pretty ridiculous. Now, onto the repairs. I'm sorry it's taking so long. I just want to make a few jokes along the way. I love doing that. I love reading things like that. So, finally, repair. I can't help you with the bottom of the washer. Frankly, there was a dangerously looking sticker there. It included a finger and some kind of a line going through it, so But you know what? I know everything about the top agitator. I studied the damn thing. So let's start with the bottom of the agitator. Let me ask you, is it moving freely? Or do you feel like you're moving the motor as well? There's something in there. If the thing feels flimsy, if it doesn't feel solid, if it just kind of like wobbles back and forth as if it was a broken piece of plastic, yeah, you should consider your bottom agitator broken, because it's just about ready to fail. That plastic, if it's already moving, it's already almost done. The bottom agitator must work hard at sloshing the water. Right? It doesn't actually rotate. It moves a little bit forward and a little bit back, so it's protecting your clothes from being like wrapped around the agitator. It just goes slosh, 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 slosh. If it feels flimsy, it's not sloshing that water. It needs the help of the motor. If it just moves around, then you're not washing your clothes. Now, let's move to the top. If it moves both ways when you grab it by the screw, by the ears, get some agitator dogs and go watch videos about replacing the agitator dogs in your washer. You need to see how flimsy the damn thing is. I mean, that thing is not connected. You just kind of put them in there and then snap this base and it's supposed to hold. The thing is just basically loose. But listen, if your base doesn't feel flimsy, if it's actually rotating the motor, replacing the dogs will only take 3 minutes. Pull up the fabric softener cup. There's a seal with an O-ring. Pull that up, maybe with a tool, maybe piece of wire. It's just a piece of plastic with some rubber around it. What you will see is the damn dog gear. You should be able to see plastic bits around the soap gunk that got in there despite the O-ring. If that is your problem, unscrew the screw at the center. I'm sorry, because this is actually a lot harder than it sounds if your bottom agitator is broken and moves freely. Because you have no way to grab that metal shaft, right? So trying to unscrew the huge screw will actually rotate the motor and the screw is not gonna budge. But try to tip the drum a little. Try tipping the bottom agitator to get that broken plastic still engaged with the shaft. Please use your F-word, and traditionally, and you don't have to do this, you should be wearing low-rise pants that expose your rear, shall we say, crack, a tiny little bit, as that also seems to help. It's been helping generations of plumbers. Don't knock it. Tipping things to the side and cursing will help you. You just need to curse a lot. But that's only if your base is broken. If the base is firmly attached to the shaft, then you just grab the base and unscrew the screw and nothing's gonna move and you can take the top off easily. Once you remove the screw and your base really is broken, plug the screw hole with a long, easy to remove roll of paper. Protect that screw hole from epoxy. You do not want epoxy getting in there, because that will weld that hole shut, and you will never be able to remove that screw again. Now pull up that weird-looking flimsy gear. And it will be so flimsy that it will probably just fall right apart. The bottom part that is supposed to hold the agitator dogs can just fall right off, making the stupid dogs scatter. It is a crappy friction fit. If your base is solid, put in the new dogs, and again, use your F word, please, including before you start assembly. Maybe use a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit of tissue to improve that bottom part that holds the dogs in place, right? It won't hurt anything. And if your base is not flimsy and turns the motor, rather than just moving freely like I described above, no matter how little, gently insert the stupid dog gear and test to see if the ship screw, the top agitator, now turns in one direction only. And here, you are done. That's all it takes to replace the stupid dogs. Screw the screw, but not too hard. The agitator must move freely in one direction. If you try too hard, it will stick. Put in the O-ring and replace the softener cup. Consider calling your friends and asking them about agitator dogs. Maybe offer to check if they're doing well for a price. But if it is the bottom, if it moves freely in a flimsy way, you will have to pull the entire column up. So after undoing the screw and removing the stupid agitator dogs, pull up the top agitator and set it aside, and then lean into the drum and pull up the bottom agitator. You will see plastic debris on the steel shaft. Use a brush to clean it off. Clean the inside of the bottom agitator, best you can. The roughness of the damaged plastic will actually help the epoxy stick harder. And you will need epoxy with the highest PSI. It should cost about $6. Don't take any chances. The stuff is toxic, so don't breathe it in. Use a fan, mix up the two parts, and apply it to the degreased shaft. You gotta clean it off. All the soap has to go. You probably don't need to add the epoxy inside the agitator base. Despite the damage, it is still a pretty gosh darn tight fit, so epoxy will squeeze out either way. And you don't want too much epoxy squeezing out. Again, protect that screw hole. Make sure that you have that paper in there, and slowly put the base on the steel shaft. Watch your eyes. The epoxy will squeeze out. Clean the top of the plastic, whatever squeezed out around the paper in the hole that you are protecting, and wait for the epoxy to cure. That base will now be permanently attached to the metal shaft. Epoxy is not a glue. Epoxy is a frightening thing. It really, really sticks. You were supposed to replace the entire column. You were supposed to call the repairman. But, come on, this is the con. They want you to do that. Now you have a permanent epoxy bond, and you don't have to be part of the gig. You are no longer a mark in the system that is selling flawed washers. But again, you will never, ever, ever remove that base again. It will not come off. Remember to keep that screw hole clean. If epoxy gets in there, you shouldn't wait for the epoxy to cure. If you do, you will never be able to put the screw in, as the epoxy will get into the screw thread. I told you to put a roll of paper in there, but no, who does that? Whatever, right? So if you got epoxy in there, you need a way to clean it, reliably so, or just put everything together right now. In the future, you will never be able to replace those dogs. If you epoxy the screw in place, you will not be able to unscrew the screw. So this is a new level. Now you've done bad repair or rebellious repair, even worse. But who cares about the stupid dogs? You will need to weld them with epoxy too, meaning that the top column will not move anymore. It's not gonna move just one way. It will always spin with the base. Who cares? It won't tear up your clothes, but this is not optimal. If stuff gets stuck, it will be the plastic gears in the bottom of the washer that will crack. There are probably plastic gears in there, though I haven't seen them. And there may be an easy fix. I've seen it done. Bottom line is this. You pay for your washer. And it should work for ages like they used to. But today's washers fail after a couple of years. You can either keep calling the repair person, who's got a smirk that you can't see, or get a new washer, which will make the salesman laugh at you behind your back. If you don't want to be part of the show, just weld the plastic parts shut. It is bad repair. The plastic is probably meant to fail at a certain point. It probably might have been tested by a reasonable company somewhere that might have cared for details at some point. And they probably call it a safety mechanism. Maybe that's what it used to be. But today it would be an excuse to just put cheap washers together and sell them at an incredible markup. This whole plastic thing getting sheared off is not the right way to deal with things stuck in your washer. The right way to control something being stuck is in the software, in the microcontroller that controls the cycle. Cheap washers under some popular brand name just destroy the agitator and expect you to get new ones or keep on paying. It will be a lot more than $7 for epoxy, and so much stress and time and delivery and connecting, all this crap. And mind you, they're just replacing the failed system, so you're just gonna face the same problem a couple of years down the road. They will not upgrade the microcontroller to sense stress on the motor and wisely stop the cycle texting you a message. They will not let you remove the stuck clothes before the damage. They will not let you protect the agitator assembly. They want you to keep buying cheap washers over and over again. Using epoxy really is bad repair, but you've been tricked into paying for an inferior product that simply does not perform. Lastly, how many times will you replace the agitator? How many washers are you going to buy? Because that is the number where you finally snap and spend $5 on epoxy that welds the whole con game shut. Interestingly, perhaps turning your washer drum into a thunderdome, where two sucks enter, but every once in a blue moon, just one sock leaves.